We're going to go on Daf Masechtas Nazir Daf Mem Aleph. We're going on the basic and Tes Master. Begin with the Gemara, which actually these Tes belong on Amad Aleph. That the Gemara is coming to explain the Itzak Lenuk Lev Zikna Virash. Why do you have to say two different words in the pasuk, which are both superfluous? Because we know you have to cut off all the hair. When you're mentioning on the head, you're mentioning the beard, they both are extra. You need them both to teach you in these lemudim of a seidach elaysase. Why? Because Rachman al Zik Nebelikas of Rosh had rewritten only the beard, not the head. I mean, I would have thought to say that cup is called Rosh Losh Me'akafa. The cutting of all the hair in the head is not considered the isser of cutting over the paste. As Tais explains, Dik is Hakafa, the primary isser of Hakafa, which means to go around, is the chsilik. It says about Leisikiva pas. Don't go around the corners. I mean, I would have thought, it's only when you cut off the corners. Like the Gemara says in general, like in Makas of Chavim Abayz, Ezer Kafa, what's considered going around? That's why it's called going around, because you're actually evening out the temples to what's behind the ear. That's the ear that grows near the ears. Now behind the ears, it's smooth. So you have what's called the side locks. You have that area that's like an island, so to speak, isolated. And now there's no hair behind the ear. Now by the forehead, there's no hair. Now, when you cut it off by the temples and you go by the corner of the head, taking out the word side, it's going to be smooth. Now it's equal to, it goes straight from behind the ears to the forehead. That everyone agrees is negative prohibition. The machlikas is regarding someone cuts off the whole, all the hair of the head and the pace. Nikol manda mashma kavdu is in the pin to hold that is the violation. Nikol manda malishma kavdu is manda holds it's not. So I would have thought to say without Rishai that that I don't need to have a limud of Rishai because nothing wrong. Therefore, Tez quotes the word of the Gemara, Lohacha Kazrach Mana Reisha, therefore, the Torah Reisha, a legalism to reveal to us. Wait, why do I need a lima to tell you that you cut over the hair in the head? Because that cup is called Reish Makav, but cutting over the hair is considered the Isra of cutting the pace. Kiyun the Dachah said the Vigilach Reisha love that kafa, since I need to have a positive commandment, Vigilach Reisha, to violate the negative prohibition of Hakafa, Shmamana Hakafi. Obviously, that is the Isra, that's why it says it. Now, the other way too, as Tez quotes, because Rach Mana Reisha, if the Torah had written only Reisha, Hamina Mashmatati, I would have thought to say, that it has two understandings. In other words, Avkib Mashmatarti, even though it has two understandings, the Mashmat that it sounds like teaching, first of all, as Tais quotes from the Gemara, the Asidah Chalaisase, that the positive command overrides the negative prohibition of the Issa of cutting the paste. Ooh, Mashmat, I'm going to cut this color, it's also teaching me that the cutting of all the hair that is considered the Issa of cutting of the paste. Now, but Akati Batar, Loyadinan, but regarding a razor, I wouldn't know, Shei Giluach, the Mitzayra Davik Batar, that the hair cutting of the Mitzayra should require specifically a razor. Should I cover past the Reish? Because by cutting off the pace of the head, that liability even with Sissi without a razor. So let's get that because that doesn't mention over there anything about a razor in the Pasuk. Elisa keep a stomach, just says not to go around. So I wouldn't know yet by the Issa that I have to override that it has anything to do with a razor. Therefore, Tais quotes toward the Gemara, because Rachman the Zikna, therefore the Tais to write Zikna, which Menod Dash Rabban Lael, that's what Rabban Dash from previously, the Gals the Mitzayra, Davka Vitae, that the Hir Kani Mitzayra ceremony has to be specific with a razor, because the Hashkas is talking specifically with a razor. Because Tuchat Tarti, there has to say both, Rashi and Zikna. But this is the Bikash, if you're going to say a question, that Rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan, Heicha, who knows the Mitzayra, someone's a Nazar and a Mitzayra. Dika Barisha the Nazir now. We're in the head of the Nazir. You have three Lav Masay. You have two negative provisions and a positive commandment to cut the hair. You have Lav the Taliyah, the negative provision of the razor never going in the Nazir's head. Basid the good Gidl Pera, the positive commandment growing the hair. But Lav the cover the Issa of cutting the payas. Nolu Rabban, we rabbis know the Docha said the Gilach, the Mitzayr, Lucholhani, that the positive commandment of the Mitzayr cutting off his hair overrides all these three Isurim. Because we don't have a source of that. We have a Siddur Chalaisisay, how do you know two laces says nasay? But talking about you have to say hakol nafkul mareisha. Everything is lifted from mareisha. The mikemoli did rakasa. The pasuk explicitly saying that you should always do it. Leishna hud nasa. Whether it doesn't make a difference if he's a nasa. Leishna in nasa doesn't make a difference. Not a nasa. But moreover, we're keeping the goli lam zikna. Since the Torah is telling us by zikna, did dochase the gilach lab the basay the kahanim. It's overriding negative prohibition of pasuk mem lab kahanim not to destroy their beard. Because you have loved Ashkas Zakan and Masay the Kedushim to you. Who I didn't shoot, Chabez Lab Masay, something is two negative provisions and positive agreement, because the Insvalam Machalik bin Labach Lashon Lab, they don't see any difference between one negative provision and two negative provisions. Bahi Iker Tan Lakaman, and this is how we have a Tan later on, Begadilim, by the Tzitzis, the Lemafik bin Labach Lashon Lab, it doesn't make a difference one Lab with two negative provisions. Now, I've got the Lab Masay the Kan Menjabakoil, although that you tell me we could learn this out from Ziknoi, which it's Techa Aloy Seva say. and the Betulah says doesn't make a difference. Yeah, but that's by Kehanim, which is not so such a severe issue because it's not universal. Hachinami lav asay the nazar. Well, here also the negative prohibition asay of nazar lav da kafir and kamil base is also in the shabakov. So it's not universal. Elam and nazirim and vanoshim is lav da kafir. Now, however, says Taisul Kaman Perikman Nazirim, but actually more later on, actually Chashav lav the nazar actually considered lav of nazar shabakov that is universal. And actually, Babat Shechut, that's why it says that you have to say both. The Nazim Mekan Lossi cannot learn on Nazim Mekanim, Shekinin Shabakal, because Kanim are not universal, which sounds like Nazir is universal. But Kanim Nazir Layossi, you cannot learn on Kanim Nazir because Shekin Yishbashel, because you could ask him that. So, sounds like that on some level it is, but some level it's not. Bimtem then says, if you're going to say like this, Le'ablazik, or Nebelazik, given the Mokid Rashi, learn Rashi, the Nazir, since he explains that the why do you need Rashi is to tell you the Rashi if even is a Nazir. Ule Mehmet, I said, that's the Giluach, that the Pazik Mehmet of the Mitzar, Koning Abbasir, Dochiloi, Lab, the Tali Abbe, overrides negative prohibition of not using a razor of the Nazir. Begama, I said, the Gidl Pair, and also the Mitzar, I say, of growing the hair long. So, my Etzach, so Zikna, Rebelazik, Koning Abbasir, what do you need Zikna for? Because the Asay, the Giluach, Dochilab, the Kandash, Chas, Zakim, I say, the Gidishim, Tiyu, this to tell me that, like Rabandu, that the Pazik Mehmet Giluach overrides. For the Kahanim, the Lava of Shchazak and the Sekh Edition, you're taking liberation. We already know from Rishai this concept, as we just said a second ago. Since there's no Dikul Mivri, you could ask. And you could say, Malu Rishai the Nazir, yeah, you see by Nazir, it's a Lava Asay, but Shekin Yesh Mashela. It's inferior because you could undo it by going to the Rav, and therefore maybe you wouldn't know, sending for Kahanim. Void more of Malakam, what we find by Kahanim, Shekin Rib Ben Akaz Mitzvah Seir, so you find the Pasuk has many more mitzvahs by Kahanim. Therefore, maybe I would say the positive commandment of the Mitzvah Giluch would not override negative prohibition and the Siv Kam. But Chidim may begin to say, okay, then lift up Zikna, you lift up Rashi, the only say Zikna, not Rashi. No, Rashi is Rabbi Elazar. No, you need Rashi, according to Rabbi Elazar. Like Murlan, to teach us the Mitzvah Giluch, the Mitzvah, that the Mitzvah say of the Hirkan and Mitzvah, have a Davik Mitzvah, but the Mitzvah Mashkisin, specifically with Razor, none of the Mashkisin, Dom Lele. We said that's where Rabbi Elazar knows his Halach of Tar from Rashi. Now, this is Hash the Mashma. At this point, it sounds like Halacha Basugi Dedan in our Gemara, the Akaf HaSardai Shavu Filo B'Leitar, that the Isra of cutting with the pace, even without a razor, V'chinis V'Torah Kanim, so to it's brought like this in Torah Kanim, Zoyste Yitor Simtzeva, Rosh HaMatam, what was Rosh HaMatam coming to teach us? You said to do all the here, is because Lafishesh Bezakim HaShekim Rosh, you wouldn't know from the beard regarding the head and head to the beard, because you have by the beard that doesn't apply by the head. But what's by the head, not what by the beard. Shadoish also misperim, because the head is forbidden with a scissor. But the beard is permitted. But the time of the septa of Makis Paragimel Chayv Shtayim, you're liable for two achas that sit in Mekan, one for one temple, but achas sit in Mekan, one for temple on the other. So in the chavet you give in the time, you're not liable until you cut off with a razor. And the king tells us that's like a razor. Makis Nami on Daf Chav and Beis to come and mash with Siddav. It says to even out the temples to what's behind the ear. That's also like a razor, and that is Vafilimus Brahim, even with a scissor. And it says, Vahid the also that price in Torah's Kanim you could reject and say, it's actually not talking about the generic Isra of cutting off the pace. El Ben Nazir, rather than that of a Nazir. The Asla Gilech Horatio Techmeniz is not a cut of the hair in his head during his days in Nazirs, and that's Vafilimus Brahim, even with scissors. Laman Demel El, according to the one that we brought, the Lamatesim Abbeys, Larabis Kamavirim, to include all things that are moving. And Mochem Mochel Sevet the Hashem, it's obvious in the Sefer, but the Tana by which the Brisa teaches that Varesh Mutul Chaladim, that cutting off the hair of the head is permitted for every single person. Mazak Asal Chaladim, but the beard is permitted for every single person. Now the Yibra Akavas Varesh, if it's talking about cutting off the bays, Eich Mutul Resh B'Chaladim, how is that permitted for every regular person's head? Ah, but Nazir, my Abbas Avitum, but a Nazir, that's only for Nazir, not for a regular people. But come on, that's what the Brisa saying. The Tekachas Ein Mutul B'Chaladim Shin Mazirim, that to shave off is not permitted for every single person that are not Nazirim. It's only for the just cutting that's forbidden for Nazir and not for regular people. Now, Miu says, however, Tzok Lizar wants to be careful for Shlalit L'Pasarei Shapul Mesbachaim, not to cut off the payas of the head even with scissors. The Shapirikah came tired because that's also like a scissor. Chinago Elam Tzok to the world is their custom is Kishum Gach Matinagis that when they cut the hair of the children, L'Shai Betzidei and Harbisayis to leave by their temples a lot of hair, meaning that they have a lot of here by the payas, because again, if you get one gets close, then that would also be a violation of this issue of cutting off the payas. Next is Master beginning with the Gemara, that the Gemara asks, and it says Rebbe Leza, the Asa say with the Chalaisa say, and only what does he know? Asa the Chalaisa say, which according to him, you don't have a source for this halacha of Asa the Chalaisa say. Like, because he needs Reishai to tell you the Geluch Mitzray is Betar. So where does he know this halacha? You knew it from Reishai. Then it says, we're going to say, what do you mean? Why didn't you learn that from Risha and Ziknai? What do you mean? We, according to him, from Risha and Ziknai, it's like a loise ba'ase, once regarding Nazir, once regarding Kayan. So what, you need a source for ase, the loise say? And the Chidim are going to say, the Malahalach, no, that you cannot learn from them, Shekin Lav Shen Shabakolu, because yeah, like we mentioned in the previous days, they're not universally Suvim, and they're more lenient, and therefore you could be Deicha. Because the lab designate less menashim, the negative prohibition of the beard does not apply by women, because I'm paracom the condition of Lamahim Bayes. So Imkenu, that's the case that says in the Gam Rabban takes them, then according to Rabban, you would also have to ask, what do they know? They're in general said they're also learning it from here, but here it's also Lab Shin Shabakal. So Bama Rav, the Rav says, the reason why we're asking this question specifically according to Balayas is because the Mukilai Rashi, because he explained, as we just mentioned before, that what does Rashi come to tell you? Mishum Nazir, they call Abase. That Mitzayir could even override that of Nazir has a Labase. Vim Kain, if that's the case, as the Gir Sub Rav Ransberg is a Kochok Lab grade, this is obviously a generic Lab, Tzach Mekarachin, obviously there has to be another Pasik. Vim Lakim, because if that's not, then like Mutsu looking like the Rashi Lois Abase, then you wouldn't be able to say that Rashi come and teach you that it could override a Lois Abase, a Lab grade, or rather just first a generic Lab. Uberesha Dinish to Alma, and that the Rashi come to teach you regarding a regular person, Lamitchi Lab Da Kafa, to just override the negative prohibition of cutting paste. Commercial Rabban Mamid Naisai, like Rabban actually explained the Lashmin to tell you that comes called Shema Kava, that yeah, because coming up over here, they had considered cutting the paste. And Mazikna Lashmin Dafilaba Sedoche. And Zikna comes to teach you another step further, that even a negative prohibition and a positive commandment, it overrides. But if you have exhibit Rashi, according to Rabban, if it didn't say Rashi, Loyabidin that comes called Shema Kava, we wouldn't know that cutting over here, the head is considered cutting over. Commercial Rashi, that's Rashi comes to teach you. But according to Eliezer, where does he know to say a next step, Halacha Rashi? Now, Tais says, with Tais Achrin Mefarshachi. Now, in other Tais Vais, they explain that the Gemara's question, Rabbi Eliezer, that a Pazik Mehmet overrides the negative provision we know it from. So the Gemara's question is like this. Because when the Muki Zikni Le'el B'Kayin Mitzayah, the fact that he explains Zikni is talking about a Kayin that's a Mitzayah, Medoch Asay the Geluach, and that the Pazik Mehmet of the Mitzayah cutting is here is override Lav Asay the Ga'anim, which is Lav Dazak, and the prohibition of cutting is Bid, Asay the Gedash of Diyu. Alma, Pshid Le'el B'Lazvam, obviously, you know, it's obvious to Rabbi in general, Asay the Chalav Grade, that Asay overrides a negative prohibition in general. So here, in contrast to the previous version, it was in the Reisha, here it's saying that we know from the Zikni. Dimla Kain, because if not, Manola Lokumi Bukain, how does he know to explain by Kain? Look, my Zokan, he saw the Mitzayah, explained by the beard of a regular, he saw that Mitzayah. Lashmin da said the Geluach, say that the positive Mamma Geluach of the Mitzayah is Dochi Lab Dashchas Yisol, only negative prohibition. A Bukain Mitzayah, but a Kain Mitzayah, Dimla Dochi Lab Dashchas Yisol, only negative prohibition. That it's over at a negative prohibition and the positive commandment of Kadeshim to you? Because the Mishnah, the Rabban, and we understand, according to the Mokum Rishon Mitzayah, they explain the Rishon Mitzayah, Lamei Mitzayah, say, that's the Geluch, that Chalab, that covers the Rish, that the Pazik Mem Geluch overrides the negative provision of cutting of the payas, as he gives him a round, he gives, that the Hilkin, they release to Allah Yitzhak, so therefore, we say, so I don't need it, because that's only a Seyed Dechalais, I already know that. In Cain, therefore, Mishamachi, Ziknabah, that's what Ziknabah is coming to tell us, that's the Mitzayah, the Chalab, the Pazik, and Vyasid Dechadation. But according to Allah, how do you know that? And takes out the next line. Now, Madam Mom, the Ram says, no, he says a different interpretation. So the Rabban Nicha, according to Rabban, we know, and we're not asking on them. Because the Matzim Lamem, you could say the Roshay, im in English, in Shabbakal, if it's not teaching me something regarding something that's not universal, because the Nachlum Zakna, that really know the non universal from Zignai, a fil lava say, Shin Shabbakal, that we know even if it's not a negative prohibition, if it's a lava say, we're in the Shin Shabbakal. So I don't need for Asid Echaleisa say for Shin Shabbakal. So then in lava Shabbakal, so it's going to teach me that it can be Deicha, even a universal lava. And he says, Valtitma, don't wonder on this idea, because yeah, you need Reisha Lashmin to tell you that comes called Yishmael Kafa. What do you mean? How can you learn that from there? This Allah don't you need to teach me how comes called Yishmael Kafa? He says, no, they come in, you could say, that they know actually from logic. You find that actually this is what the Gemara in the beginning of Perek Shnei Zin, later on the Chesem and Aleph, actually change shifts on. Because the Mekor by Yishmael Lashmin originally, the Gemara wants to say, as the Gir says, the Braisam, the Muki Reishai, the Hakovish Reish Greda, that explains Reishai, yeah, just to tell me regarding the cutting off of the hair of the head, without the Lav of Nazir. That even though you know from Ziknai that Asay Mitzayas Bechalis Asay Vasay of a Kohen, is what some Gir says have these words that we're translating, that it's not Shavu HaKohel. Even so, they, a Muki Reishai Lakofa, they, say Reisha is there for Kafa. From the Isle the Shapa Itzakhullah Kafa Sarish Greda, that you need a pasuk to tell you regarding this of cutting off the payas of the head. Meaning, to tell you that the cutting of all the hair they had is considered Issa of cutting of the pears. But then you see throughout the sugya that actually this idea of the cutting of all the hair of the head is considered cutting the payas. And the gear says, misvara. We know from logic, and it's just like for an added benefit that the Gemara is saying that. In Timsalem, the Shabbat Nafkal and the Siddur Chalisi Megidilim. So if you know that you learn that Siddur Chalisi from Gedilim, a climb osi that's going on climb. Now, if Kedim are telling you like Talach, Rabbi Kedim says, "Zom dab down on these." So, Shakal Hashas. So, the Gemara is—that's what the Gemara is saying, because the Yahachi Rabban Shabbat Nafkid Asid Dechalais is a bit main inyan. So, then you could say that they know if you can't learn that from all these other sources, like we said. So, you could learn that from im in inyan. But then you say that comes Kolish Markova that Kedimasi Gresh Perik Shein in Nazirin is as we know from Svara. Avla Blaz the Mokri Rishul Nazir Mitzvah Koin. Blaz he explains when Nazir Mitzvah began Zikner Aslak Koin's coming to Koin. So, you minimum Ayu. If you're learning out from them, to remember we should say, and I guess it takes out the next line, Lav Kahai, the Eloi Tar, because of Nafarizim, and no Libim Mitzera. How do you know by Mitzera, the Mereshah, the Mereshah, the Malav Lamitri Nazir, the Isbatre Lavi, that covers the Nazir, El Alav, that covers Greda, because it's Eve Elo or Veloi, the Svila Hashlashas, the Pligger Veloz, Vama covers Koreshla, Loishma Hakava, El Misham, the Ikalamivri, you could add, because the Bishop of the Bishop of the Moms, the Behem and Alb, Malakoyim, Shane Shabakoil, We're stuck with the question, according to Belazim, where would he know this Asid Dechalese? And that's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara answers, as Tezi quotes, Yalf me Gedilim. He learns out from Gedilim. As Tezi explains, the Samchir Rahman Tzitzel climb that the Torah has the Mitzvah Tzitzis in the Mitzvah climb. Let him to say that Asid Tzitzis, the Pazik Gemara wearing Tzitzis Dechalese, the climb, override negative prohibition of having it a mixture of wool and linen. Now, actually, it makes sense that because B'reish Mesech Zivamas, beginning of Mesech Zivamas, L'mot Se'ashas L'mefshet, the Gemara cannot resolve the Asidach Leisei, Greida, Hashab Bekol, a generic Leisei that's universal, M'reish V'ziknei. V'achab Shit L'Rabbanon, actually, here we see the Dachab Alekidim, L'Rakidim. So it says, oh, V'hashanich Leisei, now it makes sense, as Tais adds, the Gersaris add in the words, Pirish L'Haram, according to Ram, what we quoted, makes sense, because Sugi the Shmait and Yibamas, the Gemara and Yibamas, the Boyle Mehmet, they once said, it's a color ratio, you need the Pasuk for Reisha, that covers Reish Shema HaKafa. That, yeah, because cutting off all the hair, that's considered HaKafa. So then you cannot learn nothing, and because you're already using it for Kazakh Reish Shema HaKafa. Now, but Aval Hocha, but over here, as some of the Meravach Be'adzah and Maskan is really sugi the Pekish Nezian, Savit Kol Reish Shema HaKafa Misvara, you know from Svara. So that's what he said, you know this Misvara, so then you have an extra, this Pasuk, to tell you Reishai of Asid Dechalaisa say, because you already know in Shabbakal, so therefore must be teaching you Lava Shabbakal.